And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be back with you for 2023. My name's Jo Stanley. Lovely to see you, Gerald.
Thank you, Jo. We've had our morning coffee. We're up and about.
That's right. Gerald Quigley, of course, and with us as well, Zoe Bingley-Pull. And hi, Zoe.
Zoe, Happy New Year.
Oh, no, we can't hear you, unfortunately, so we're off to a very good start.
It's back on that one.
There you are. So good to see you. No, we did hear you then. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is lovely to be back. I trust you had a great break, Gerald.
Yes, I did, Jo, and the time has flown, but it's just good to be able to switch off, enjoy the company of family and friends, and then we get excited as we all come back together again.
That's right. And we can hear you, Zoe. That's okay. We can hear you. So there you are.
Fantastic.
You're looking lovely and golden, so you've had some time in the sun.
It has been very nice. We did a little bit of Noosa. We did some gardening. We really enjoyed. We enjoyed it. Thank you.
It is a time for trying to regain that balance that you feel you lose, I think, in the busy times of the year. And most definitely, I've been loving the warmer days. Hasn't that been nice?
Oh, so nice.
But there have been some scorches all around the country. And I do think we need to be aware when it's so hot, we're in the middle of a heat wave, it can be very dangerous for those that are vulnerable in our community, Gerald.
It's funny, isn't it? And I think back to our retail pharmacy days that if any age group tended to shop on a Thursday, even if it was an appalling hot Thursday, we would still see the same people pulling their shopping trolleys doing their shopping. And we're all creatures of habit. And I worry about that group because they don't seem to be able to be flexible enough to perhaps delay by one day or bring forward by one day the shopping that they need to do. So we just got to be aware. We're always going to have heat. We've always had heat. But we know a lot more now about the ramifications of hot weather.
And it's interesting, there's so many great services to utilise when it is a heat wave. You know, we've got all our online shopping possibilities as well. And just simple, simple things like a lot of hydration with even a little bit of like some Celtic salts in there will actually help to bring up all the necessary hydration that you need. So there's some simple ways that we can actually protect ourselves. But Gerald, I think you said it so perfectly in the introduction. There are key people that actually just, you know, get often scared by this process, particularly sometimes the news can be a little dramatic in explaining it.
Yes. I mean, checking in on each other as well, I think is really very important. Actually, today we are going to be looking at how to stay cool when we know that a heatwave is on its way with Fiona Norton, the Manager of State Emergency Services for the Red Cross in Victoria. She's going to help us have an action plan to put in place for a heatwave, but also recognise the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and they are quite different.
Yes, they are, and they can creep up on you without you really even knowing, particularly if you're perhaps silly enough to be playing sport.
Or gardening in the heat. Garden.
Not hydrating. No. Yes. And we almost feel guilty about having to say, no, I can't do this today. It's too hot. Well, we need to learn that.
A really important conversation. Also, Dr. Liz Walker, the CEO of the RSPCA in Victoria, is joining us to talk about the positive aspects of pet ownership across all age groups. I must say, I love my furry friends. Our household would not be the same without Daisy the Labrador and Maggie the 20-year-old cat.
Well, Daisy the Wonder Dog dominates your house, doesn't she?
Well, she thinks she owns the house, but actually Maggie the cat owns the house.
I think she's very clever because when I've dropped you off sometimes, Daisy's there waving. I think that's very clever.
It's true. Well, Australia has one of the highest rates of pet ownership in the world with 28 million pets. Mm-hmm. Isn't that lovely? But we're going to be talking about the joy and the responsibility that owning a pet brings, which is a lovely conversation. Plus, Gerald, we're looking at the benefits of ubiquinol, as always.
We've got long COVID. We've got all sorts of things. The benefits of ubiquinol continue to be quite exciting. So we're going to talk about some of those things too.
Yes. And for the first time for 2023, we invite you to give us a call, 131873, with any questions that you have for your health, perhaps over the break. Some issues have come up for you that you'd like a little bit of advice on, whether it's a supplement to take or what to eat, whatever it might be. Give us a call, 131873. Next up, all you need to know about staying cool during a summer heatwave.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. We'd love you to give us a call if you have any questions for Gerald or Zoe. They're both here with a wealth of knowledge to help you with your health concerns. But first, heat waves and hot weather have killed more people in Australia than any other disaster. I did not know that. So with that in mind, we're finding out this morning how to stay cool throughout summer and how to stay safe. Well, joining us on the line is Fiona Norton, the Victorian State Emergency Services Manager for the Australian Red Cross. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have you on the show. I know that in your role, you are involved in many areas of state emergency, from flood recovery all the way through to debilitating heat waves. It's a very important role that you have. Can you tell us, what is it about heat waves that make them so dangerous?
Thanks, Jari, and good morning, everyone. Look, heat waves and heat are actually really very serious. And while hot days and heat waves are part of the Australian summer, they can actually have really serious effects on people, particularly when we have like several days of high day and night temperatures. Heat and heat waves can affect a lot of our daily activities and can actually be quite a serious risk to our health and our well-being. And you're right, hot weather and heat waves have killed more people in this country than bushfires, cyclones or floods. I think what's most important, though, Joe, is just being aware of the risks, understanding them, planning for them. And you shouldn't expect that you can do the same things that you would normally do. So it's important to plan and adapt what you're doing and think about how to keep cool.
It's interesting, Fiona, because as Australians, we sort of think summer, heat. But I have a very unwell mother and I often have to sort of make... We have great care. She's incredible. But to just kind of really to reiterate to my mother how important it is to not go out at certain times of the day. Are there key people that are the most vulnerable?
Look, high heat days and heat waves can be dangerous for anyone, but you're right. They are particularly dangerous for older people, for young children, people that work outdoors, and those that might have a medical condition that really might be impacted by hot weather. But not to worry, there are lots of things you can do to help yourself and others at the same time.
Like what, Fiona? I mean, if you've got a person who struggles in heat, what are the fundamental things that we could gently suggest just become routine on the basis of a forecast of that it's not hot weather now, it's a weather event, a significant weather event?
Yeah, look, really quick question. The first thing that people need to do is plan. Plan for them before they happen. So learn about things like heat wave warnings from the Bureau of Meteorology. Know how to check your local forecasts. And, for example, if you have a medical condition, speak to your doctor about how it might affect you personally, as well as how the heat might affect your medications, particularly if we experience energy disruptions. So it's often always good to be prepared for power outages as well. You can also try to make your house cooler. So that takes some planning. So think about how to create shade or install cooling units, air conditioners, or alternatively plan to go somewhere where you know that has cooling. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the City of Melbourne, for example, has an interactive map that shows cool places that you can go to, where free water fountains are, where the most shade and some of the cool places across the city are. So it's often useful to make sure that you're just aware and have all that information. And if you're like me and you have a pet, you need to plan for how you'll help them stay cool, as well as being aware of you know, exercising them on hot days. I think probably the other key message around preparation is it's really important that you get to know your neighbours and people that might be in your community so you can look out for them and even share your tips around planning with them as well.
It's interesting, Fiona, because as a nutritionist, I'm always trying to explain to people the importance of drinking water and also foods that have a high water content. You know, is that important? I mean, obviously, you know, alcohol, coffee, tea, they're not really in that list. Is there some key foods and dietary and lifestyle tips that we could actually be helping to support this process?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. Drinking plenty of water is really important. And what I didn't know was that, for example, tea, coffee, you know, sugary or fizzy drinks actually make dehydration worse, and that's one of the worst things that can happen for you, you know, during heat or a heatwave event. Some of the other recommendations are things like eat small meals more often rather than large meals, and you can eat cooler foods like fruits and salads to keep your body temp down as well. So there are a couple of things you can do there, but yes, definitely avoid alcohol, coffee and tea and soda drinks if you can.
Fiona, we love to attach names to various conditions that arise because of heat. Can you explain briefly the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which obviously is a killer?
Yeah. So heat exhaustion is essentially caused by your body overheating. So that's either potentially due to dehydration or to excessive physical activity or even some normal physical activity in periods of high heat. So from heat exhaustion, you might feel headaches, your body temp will be high, you might have muscle cramps, exhaustion, some general weakness, and your skin will probably be a bit clammy at first, but then could become flushed and red. If you leave that untreated, it can lead to heat stroke, which you are, is an absolutely life-threatening condition. So heat stroke can actually cause someone to collapse or become unconscious. Symptoms of heat stroke are slightly different. You might see all the same symptoms that you see in heat exhaustion, but you also might, the person might become, be confused, be very red, hot and flustered, and in extreme cases, they might also be vomiting. Another typical sign, interestingly enough, for heat stroke is that you stop sweating as well.
Well, I think the key is not to push on, like to take it really seriously. It's not something to take lightly. Mm. And most definitely seek help if you need to. I must say I was lucky enough to see Elton John last night in a very hot Melbourne evening. Right. And I was most concerned for him and his band on the stage. But they pushed through, as did we in the audience. But it is very important to take it very seriously. And I do know that, of course, there's a fantastic resource, Fiona, with Red Cross?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a lot of information available on not only preparing for heat and heat waves, but how to identify the signs. There's various emails that you can request that you get updates in relation to heat, and there's information available also in multiple languages, which is important to know as well.
And Fiona, what about first aid courses? Now, once upon a time, first aid courses were essential for various professions that we have to update constantly. But how important it is for perhaps someone in each household to have an up-to-date first aid certificate?
Where you can, I think it's really important. And the Red Cross do hold first aid sessions. It's all available on our website. You can register to learn about first aid. There are first aid sessions available with other organisations as well. But it is actually really important. And it's not just about heat waves then. It's about just being prepared for lots of different types of things and emergencies that might happen in your home as well.
Well, I did download your app, the Red Cross First Aid app, and I think it's an outstanding resource, that one, which is just a really quick guide to go to if you need any sort of assistance.
Yeah, it's a great app, and our website even has top 10 tips to keep your dog healthy that includes heat as well. So there's lots of information there available. Great.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona, and we wish you a very cool afternoon today.
Thank you so much.
Now, 131-873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions to support your health today. We'll get to those calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get JS Health Vitamins, Detox and De-Bloat for $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. If you have any questions with regards to your health, whether it's something to eat that's going to support your health in any way, or a supplement that you may wish to take, or perhaps you're on some medication you need some advice from Gerald for. I have, in the meantime, a quiz for you two, Zoe and Gerald. All right. So this is from an article that I read on the House of Wellness website, houseofwellness.com.au. Mm-hmm. The five vital nutrients you need to prioritise in your diet.
Ooh.
What would they be? tick them off for me.
Tick them off. Vital. Well, we need fats, good fats. So omega-3 fats.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
Feel free to jump in here, Zoe. So we need B group from fresh fruit and veg.
Yes.
B groups. Obviously the core fundamentals, the protein, carbohydrates.
Yeah, and, well, protein. So we're talking about in supplements.
If we're drilling it down, so we start with calcium, right?
Oh, you want minerals. Okay.
Yes, minerals. So, well, I don't know the terminology. Iron, yes.
Iron
ding.
Is the most highest deficiency in the world, so that will start with that.
Yes. Vitamin D, certainly because most of Australia has low levels of D.
Yes.
Did we say calcium already?
Calcium, yes. Okay. That's three out of the five.
You can't visit twice, Zoe.
All right. And there's one that we always love. One of our favourites.
Magnesium.
Yes,
well, we've got to have magnesium.
Magnesium.
So we're missing one.
There's one, and this was one I wasn't aware of that I'm sure I don't ever think about.
Probiotic?
Iodine. Oh, iodine.
Well, yeah, we talk about iodine mainly in pregnancy, Zoe, don't we? Because they've done lots of work across the years trying to understand the role of iodine in pregnancy and how important it is. Mm. So now there are many pregnancy supplements, the better ones do, they do have an iodine content.
And we see so many low-lying, like Hashimoto's, we see so many different diseases that basically could actually be changed with obviously some lifestyle changes, but getting some iodine in there as well. We used to put iodine, we used to wash the vats of our milk vats and things like that.
So
With iodine. So we actually don't have them. So you can supplement with it. Seaweed has a huge amount of iodine in it as well. Or obviously, you know, good quality fortified products in there as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how I would be ingesting iodine.
Well, used to get iodized salt.
Yes.
As well. So you had salt with iodine in as well. So one of those underrated things. But you know, I just wonder if anyone's got a... Do you disagree with that list? Is there something on that list that
yes, good
you
question.
Think should
so we
be,
said calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, iron and iodine. Do you think there's something missing from there?
Well, the difficulty is that everybody's different. So every individual has different requirements. And there are lots of people who can't take iron. So there are those who constantly donate blood for no other reason other than to keep their iron levels down. And so that's an immune-related issue. And I'm staggered, Zoe, how common that seems to be these days.
The thing that I think should be on there is zinc. Because, again, zinc is an absolutely key nutrient. It's everything. It's part of our serotonin pathways. Uh-huh. It obviously helps to heal gut lining. Uh-huh. It's to do with
immune support.
So it's a really fundamental. A little test that you can do also, I don't know if you guys have ever done the zinc tally test. Mm. So you buy liquid zinc. Put it a little bit in your mouth. It should taste like cotton wool has just been put into your mouth.
Really?
So if you don't taste it, it's an indication. It's not qualified, but it's an indication that your zinc levels are low as well.
And it's the sort of thing that we've learned, Zoe, as well across COVID, that it's very important. It seems to play a role in restoring taste and smell, because one of the most frustrating things, particularly if you enjoy a bottle of herbal nutrients called red wine, that your taste... Your taste buds actually don't function as well, so your sense of taste and smell. And zinc does play a role there.
I do also use this quite a lot in clinic, particularly with young kids, you know, when you've got these fussy eaters, because a lot of the time they're not eating a very well-rounded diet. And so fortifying, adding a little bit of zinc in there can often help, exactly like Gerald said, increase their taste of sense and smell and make them a little bit more curious to try food, hopefully. Fingers crossed, all the mums and dads out there and carers.
I love that as a great tip. Well, that's fantastic. I love our list. Calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, iron, iodine and zinc.
Are fussy eaters more common these days than in the past?
Yeah, look, I think what's quite interesting as well is that there's a lot of fundamental reasons. People are time poor. It's a little bit hard to kind of put the energy into creating that. But I think also we're very focused on certain types of foods when it comes to kids and not giving them a very broad diet from a very young age. And monkey see, monkey do people. Mm. Often we don't have the diet that they should be following as well. So I think it's always kind of good to start with us. Check the language that we used around food as well. We don't talk about good or bad food in my household. Mm. We talk about power foods. We talk about energy dense foods. But again, we always try everything. Emily's pretty good like that, albeit that she's decided that she's vegetarian now because she doesn't want to eat animals. So it's a little bit of a interesting process because we talk a lot about iron and B12 and some of those key minerals that are part of it. So I think education, making it fun. But yeah, Joe, we do see more fussy eaters.
I did read, Zoe, recently where I think the research was done in Norway that meat substitutes skiting on the label that their iron content was pretty well all you required. In fact, the iron in there, because of phytates in the meat substitute, the iron is not absorbed. The food labelling is out of control for a lot of these artificially made foods.
I am a bit concerned, obviously, because as someone who knows how to read labels and someone who knows to look a little bit deeper into the ingredients, a lot of those sort of faux meats or pretend products are highly processed. They've often got sodium in them that we, you know, that they don't need in there. And we do need to look at iron because we have what's called heme iron and non-heme iron. So these are absorbed very differently. So your plant-based irons don't get absorbed as easily. You know, I completely support my daughter through this process, albeit it is a little bit more challenging. So it's trying to kind of educate her and people out there, if they are having a more vegan or vegetarian diet, where you can get this cross-section of nutrients in there. And it might not necessarily just be supplementing. It's being a little bit more engaged with the type of food that you're adding into your diet on a daily basis.
And I think the key is to get the advice where you can as to how to have a very well-rounded diet. It's not something that necessarily just naturally happens.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, iron's...
Yes.
And testing is so simple.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, love that conversation. Next up, the importance of pets in our daily lives. 131-873. If you have a furry friend in your life, we'd love to hear about them. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The secret to looking healthy and feeling confident comes from within. Try JS Health Vitamins Detox and De-Bloat from Chemist Warehouse. It's a vegan formula containing ingredients like fennel, turmeric and milk thistle to help relieve abdominal bloating and support natural body detoxification processes based on Western herbal medicine. Choose JS Health Vitamins best-selling Detox and De-Bloat for just $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number, and it's lovely to welcome you to the show, Mary in Ashwood. How are you for 2023?
Hi, Mary. How can we help?
Hi, everyone. Look, I was just listening to your list of things that are important for the body, the vitamins and everything, and I'm wondering why vitamin C was not included, because I do know that lack of vitamin C can cause flu-like symptoms and, you know, dry hair, and you can bruise easily and things like that. That's a major one, I thought. And also, you know, we grew up, you know, we were taught that if you don't have enough vitamin C, you can get scurvy and things like that. Isn't that really important?
It is important, Mary. Probably not one of the most important, but I agree. We probably take vitamin C for granted. Linus Pauling, many, 60 years ago probably, was going on about how important vitamin C was then, and we're beginning to recognise that a lot of those ideas that he had actually were very sound. And the vitamin C is used now in therapeutic quantities much higher than what we did back in the old days. I take some vitamin C every day. My intake of fruit and veg is pretty good, but I'm a bit of a fan of making sure I've got plenty. What about you, Zoe?
Look, it's interesting with vitamin C because there's lots of ways to actually use it. Mary, you hit on some of those key points in there, but I also use it as obviously a very key antioxidant. The other thing also is, if I've got clients that have chronic constipation, because it's a water-soluble vitamin, it can be very gentle and quite active through that process as well. But as your question was talking about phlegm, what we really need to introduce is what we call mucus-producing foods. So believe it or not, things that have high histamine, obviously things like dairy products, but even things like strawberries and oranges can actually introduce phlegm into your diet as well. So you're really wanting to make sure, yes, you've got a cross-section of everything. The good thing is your multivitamins, they've all got a little bit of vitamin C. It's not as hard to get vitamin C if we're eating a very well-rounded diet with lots of fruits and vegetables in there as well. But I think that list could be huge.
Yes.
And remember,
well, it was a top five, not a top six. Sure. We've made it a top seven now.
Mary, another aspect of vitamin C, it enhances absorption of iron. So it plays a very important role as a cofactor in iron. But look, we try and encourage the, what is it, five portions of fruit, three or five vegetables, three fruits. And 90% of Australians don't do that. Yeah. So that's where you start, Mary.
It's also understanding what a serving actually is. So a serving is half a cup. So remember, guys, we're looking at 2 cups a day of fruit.
I do love that Mary's keeping us on our toes, though.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, now, as anyone who's ever had a pet in their life will know, they do become part of your family. For some of us, like ourselves, it does rule the household, I will say, our animals. So what can animals mean for all of our all-round good health and general well-being? Joining us on the line is Dr. Liz Walker, the CEO of the RSPCA in Victoria. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
Oh, lovely to have you. Now, I'm lucky enough to have a lot of furry friend love in our house. So I kind of already know the answer to this question, but just what are the health benefits of pet ownership?
Well, I think there's a lot, but I think that, and it depends on the person and the circumstance, but there's 4 main things that I think might pertain to different people. So one of them, and I think the biggest one through all the data, is that relational benefit. And, you know, the unconditional love that you get from your pets is, I think, number one by a long shot. But I think there's some other really important ones too, and particularly over the last few years, that improvement in mental health and well-being. And I think there's also the safety plays into that one too for some people, just feeling safe because they have a pet. And the third one, which I think is something that we don't talk about, but I really believe is so important, is that that socialisation benefit and that connection to community that you get. And there's lovely data to show that communities where pet ownership is a really big thing are actually healthier communities, that people are more likely to talk to each other. They're more likely to lend each other a cup of sugar and things like that. They just, it builds connection, and you don't even have to have an animal to benefit from that connection. And the final one is actually also a really big one, and that's about physical health and just getting up, getting moving, doing things. And I think, it's not uncommon for people who have, cardiac conditions, heart attacks and what have you, to be, to get a dog so that they get moving and they get walking, and that makes a material difference to their long-term health and well-being.
Oh, also, too, Liz, it's interesting. We've got a healthy pet food business, and we work at the markets, and my daughter is forever, ever, ever asking me for a dog, because we do have 2 rescue cats, and they do rule our house, so we know that, Joe, what that feels like. But when is the right time? Because we often talk about, that responsibility that Emily will have to take on. When do you think is the right time when it comes to kids getting them involved with animals?
Well, look, I think it depends, and whenever you do it, you just have to do it really thoughtfully. So the first thing to think about when you do get a pet is, the first thing to think about is, what sort of pet do I want? And obviously cats are really great for you.
Yes.
But thinking about, they are easier in many ways. Although you have to do the kitty litter and things like that, which is sort of
not my favourite job, no.
No. But I think it's about the time you have and how much space you have, and thinking about what you're gonna need to do for that animal, and can you actually do it properly. I think that there are lots of families who have animals before they have children, and they introduce them, very, very quietly, and they're probably used to having animals. The thing about children and animals that you really need to get children to understand, particularly with dogs, is that, making sure they don't cuddle them around the neck, particularly not animals they don't know, especially toddlers, because they're head height often for dogs, which means that they can really they scare those animals. With a dog, for instance, their instinct, if someone comes and grabs them around the back, is that someone is trying to dominate them, and it might be their mother dog or what have you. And so when a child does that, they might turn around, and that's when they might nip. So not kissing the animals. And, for the reasons around just hygiene in general, and just being really careful where they pat them, not approaching them when they're sleeping or when they're playing. And with all animals, cats and dogs, teaching yourselves and your children about some basic behaviours, which I think are quite clearly different to people, but really, really important. There's some great information on RSPCA websites on pet behaviours. So, for instance, a dog yawning can be a sign that they're really starting to get fearful, whereas we might just think they're tired. So learning about those signs of stress in animals and talking about them is really important. And also learning about appeasing behaviour. So with your cat, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but if you're if you're just trying to calm them down or just want to communicate with them, if you blink really slowly at them, they'll blink slowly back at you. And that sort of thing, oh, I feel really calm. That's a really nice feeling.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
So yeah. It really is about time and space and making sure you've got that time.
Well, I do love it. It's very, very, and your website is an incredibly good resource. So do head along to the RSPCA website and also to the Adopt a Pet website, because there are always animals looking for their forever home.
Lots of dogs and cats who need homes. And, now's a good time during the holidays just to spend a little bit more time. Every animal takes some time to settle in, but we've got an abundance of support from our team, but also on our website to help people.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Liz. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Next up, how to support our mitochondrial health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The secret to looking healthy and feeling confident comes from within. Try JS Health Vitamin Detox and D-Bloat from Chemist Warehouse. It's a vegan formula containing ingredients like fennel, turmeric and milk thistle to help relieve abdominal bloating and support natural body detoxification processes based on Western herbal medicine. Choose JS Health Vitamin's best selling detox and D-Bloat for just $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get JS Health Vitamins Detox and D-Bloat for $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Gerald, it's time for A Set of Vitamins. Today we are talking ubiquinol.
We're talking mitochondrial health, Joe, and what that really means is the ability of these little energy generating things in our muscle cells to help produce what we take for granted, which is the energy to do things. And for muscles that play a very important role, particularly around your heart, which is where a lot of the evidence of ubiquinol and coenzyme Q10 started, the importance of that. So it matters to us all the time, right through life, but it's designed to actually, ubiquinol is the supplement which is designed to take over after about age 20 when our levels start to drop away. And this is also a nutrient that is almost impossible to get, unless you like Japanese natto or things like that, from food sources. So it supports, therefore, the energy production at cellular level. It declines as we age. It is so important for general energy levels, for our heart health especially, because that's the biggest energy generating organ in our body. And it also plays a role in male fertility, and it plays other roles as well. And we'll explore those over the next few weeks. It's certainly a very common query I get through emails in the fatigue associated with lingering COVID, and the evidence clearly shows that if you take ubiquinol a couple of times a day, it does offset that fatigue.
It's interesting, Gerald, because I recommend ubiquinol quite a lot. It's a product I love. But I was talking to a doctor recently, and he said that if someone's on warfarin or blood thinners, you have to be quite mindful.
No, sorry, Zoe, that's absolute rubbish.
Fantastic.
And Dr. Ross Walker and I have been big on this, particularly him. That is absolute figment of someone's imagination.
Oh, I love this because it's such a beautiful product, and I was trying to do a lower dose, so I'm really excited to hear that.
Yep. Ubiquinol, no evidence to support that at all.
Great to clear that up. Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Microgenics Ubiquinol Active, powered by ubiquinol. Now, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Joyce was unable to get through. Her line was a little bit funny there, but she has been struggling with pain in her lower back, which back pain is such a common call that we get, and I know that you get lots of questions about it.
A third of Aussies, Joes, have lower back pain. So, Joyce, your inquiry, I'm sorry we couldn't talk to you, mentioned that you're taking high-dose paracetamol. Look, I don't think it does much at all. You're better off taking some high-strength turmeric across the day, some magnesium at night to settle the tension in your back, and then you'll be able to probably get better results with a lower dose of the paracetamol. But if you want further explanation, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and I'll expand further.
Absolutely, houseofwellness.com.au for that Ask tab. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, as always, I say thank you so much for joining us, Zoe. It has been absolutely lovely to see you back for 2023. Gerald,
thank you, Jo. Also. House of Wellness insert today, News Limited Papers.
Yes,
your copy.
Do check it out. Yelena Dokic on the cover, who is just the most amazing woman, has an extraordinary story to tell. Tomorrow is apparently the day of the year where we stop following our New Year's resolutions.
All right.
Oh,
good.
So,
I actually forgot to start.
Oh, there you go. As always, we say head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse.